You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham here with film guru KCT Allen. Thanks for being here.
Hello, I'm back.
And last week you mentioned the movie The Meg about, as you put it, a shark the size of an airplane. Now, yes. I can't wait to hear your thoughts about this film. Give us your take.
After watching this movie, I felt like I needed to rush to the Logan Public Library and start reading an Oliver Sacks book in an effort to replenish the brain cells I lost from watching this movie. The Meg is based on the novel Meg by Stephen Alton, which is part of a series of adventure thriller books about the Megalodon. So the Meg is like Jaws or any other action-packed shark movie on steroids. The shark in this movie is 70 feet long, and a group of explorers annoy this giant shark while in the Mariana Trench in the floor of the Pacific Ocean. I guess the film could have been a bit more successful if it enjoyed the silliness of its premise a bit more. Instead, it takes itself too seriously. Throw in a subplot of budding romance, a precocious 8-year-old who seems to know everything that's going on, and a rescue diver battling PTSD. This movie is all about quantity over quality, much like the giant shark itself.
So this is definitely not a recommendation from
so
you.
It was so silly. I was rolling my eyes so much. I guess go if you want to have a fun laugh. And there's a few jump scares, but that's it.
Okay, well, with the summer movie season winding down, we're looking forward to films coming out this fall. What can we look forward to?
I'm really excited to see The Wife with Glenn Close that comes out in a couple weeks based on a Meg Wolitzer novel. And a really endearing childlike independent film called Eighth Grade that is out right now. I'm excited to see.
Okay, interesting. Thanks for being here, Casey.
My pleasure.
See you next week.